Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's a Thursday morning, December the 26th. You have got Sam and Greg with you. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday mornings. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, happy belated Merry Christmas and holidays. And all you first responders and teachers, that's what we do. These shout out to absolutely first responders and teachers out in Hapeville.
Hapeville. Right there, they call it the airport district.
Oh, okay. The airport district? Okay.
Yeah, that's what that's called now, the airport district. They get to charge you more to live out there when they give it a name like that.
That's true.
It costs you a little more to live there these days.
And by the way, Sam, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpainSam.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And then you know what to do. You start packing.
There you go.
On this day here, we're going to talk to JR coming next. JR right around the corner, but he's going to call in here. And, of course, nastily known JR Sports Brief, and get him to talk about some NBA. We're going to talk about some Falcons and NFL and those games from yesterday. First, we got a shout-out, by the way. Shout-out to Brandon Hutchinson. Noticed right. The sign this morning from Atlanta Motor Speedway, because you mentioned right. Atlanta Motor Speedway earlier.
Absolutely.
So,
what's he doing it up a little early for him to be moving around?
Well, listen, he runs things out there. You got to get up early. Yesterday was Christmas. He got things to make sure taken care of, you know? And I don't know. I don't even want to speculate on what Brandon's got on his plate.
Yeah, really.
I really don't. I know is he got one of the coolest views of sports in the city, or period. He coming off that fourth. If you get the chance to get to his office, it looks down on that fourth turn on Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So
that is spectacular.
That it really is. It's something kind of cool. Speaking of sports, did you see what happened? Because, see, we haven't been here in a few days. Did you see the first that happened last week? I was watching the end of the PNC, father and son golf tournament. Did you see what happened?
Oh, yeah, man.
Charlie Woods.
Everybody's been talking about that, huh?
Well, we haven't had a chance to, so that's our first time talking about it.
Yep. And, you know, just like his old man in that, you know, capturing a moment. What a moment to do it. He could have done it any time. But in this particular event, playing beside him, and I think the way it went down, I think Tiger wasn't even looking.
No, he wasn't really.
Yeah, I think he was looking for something else. Yeah, go ahead and hit. You know, right. You know what I mean? He's out playing around with his kid. He's not going to watch every little thing he does. You know, he knows the kid knows the game. He knows he plays well. I think the most recent quote we got from Tiger was he's trying to keep him at bay so he doesn't beat me in the over 18 holes.
Right.
He says that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hold this guy off a little while.
And the takeaway for me was not – well, there were two. One is Tiger was – because his daughter, Sam, was on the bag, right, for the two of them. And I'm not sure she was caring for Charlie or for Pops, but I think she was caring for Tiger. But as they were gathering, getting ready to shoot the next hole, Tiger had to remind him and his sister and the other cat, you got to buy after we finish. He goes, what are you talking about? He says, the person who hits a hole in one has to buy a round for the other golfers. That's just tradition. And he goes, I'm broke. I'm thinking, yeah, your daddy's got a few in his pocket. He can loan you some money.
Yeah, but what would he buy a round of?
Well, whatever the drinks are.
You know.
Whatever the drinks are, he's got to buy them. So that was, you know, like I said, that was one to stay with me. And I'm still waiting for my first hole in one. Tiger said, I think he's got 22.
Really?
Yeah. He's got 22 holes in one. Not all necessarily on the tour. When you hit a hole in one, it could be a round with your friends. You count that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean, you know, it's not a stat in the PGA Tour that increases your money thing. I think he hit one. Well, the first one he hit was during a tournament, or at least the first one we saw tournament, but I think he hit one before that. But I think he said 22. Got 22 holes in one.
Okay.
I haven't broke par 22 times, let alone hit a hole in one. So, and I know golf isn't your game, so Let's move on. Let's
I cover it more than I play it.
Happy 70th birthday to the Wizard, Ozzie Smith.
Ah.
I got to hesitate before I pick anybody else as my all-time greatest shortstop. But defensively, there is nobody who I'm taking above him. But when you talk about all-time shortstops, I go, oh, man, I want to take Ozzie, but there might be a few others. So anyway, man, when you think about the games, NFL games from yesterday, as I make a transition here, what's the takeaway? Is it what Kansas City did and secured that number one spot so that they can have home field advantage? Patrick is to rest his ankle, blah, blah, blah. Or is what we're watching with Lamar and the Ravens not going for that number one seed? They got their position locked in, but also the MVP race. Okay, Josh Allen did what he did last week, and then everybody was like, all right, let's see what Lamar does this week. And does Lamar sit out that last game? Because we all know that he don't care that much. Well, he won't say it out loud. He would prefer the chip as opposed to another MVP. But there's only a few people who got three MVPs in this league.
That's true, too. I think the bigger thing is what KC has been able to do. In a team that, you know, continues to be hit by injuries or players that are not back from last year's team for whatever reason, and they still move forward. They have that thing, as we mentioned earlier in the show, kind of like what the Patriots had. You can just plug and play. Those players just seem to find you, right? Mm-hmm. Those players that just have what you need, they have enough of what you need. They may have been not being used well where they've been, but now they're on your team and they're just what you need. And we saw the Patriots do that for years, just plug guys in and keep on winning. Kansas City is kind of doing that right now. And, I mean, you first of all, you got to be in that position. You know, the quarterback has to be the person that shows up every week. That was true in New England as well. So I think the idea of nailing out what they nailed down yesterday and let Mahomes get into the best possible condition for what's to come. You figure the competition is going to get a little bit stiffer. They're not going to be able to lag around in the third quarter and then kick a field goal at the end, you know, with time running out in the fourth quarter every week in the playoffs. They've gotten away with that quite a bit during the regular season. But I think what they did was impressive, and it sets things up for them to get another run at that three-peat, which is something we're looking forward to see if they can pull that off.
I want to ask you about that because you, when you bring up New England, you talk about their greatness in that run, and you can debate on who was the driving force behind that, whether it was Belichick, and Belichick squeezed everything he could out of Tom Brady, or Tom Brady did what he did despite not having, with the exception of 1 year of Randy Moss, he had lesser skill position players and had to kind of put up with Belichick, but yet followed the formula that he had laid down there.
I wouldn't say he had lesser skill position players. The strategy was for him to get the ball out of his hands quick and those guys get yards after the catch. He didn't need that to throw the deep ball.
So,
he throw a 5 yard out, throw a 5 yard catch to those guys. They break a tackle and end up being a 12, 15 yard gain. Well, how many times did we see that with them?
Oh, absolutely. So but my point is this. So they achieved greatness. And we know the characters there. My question is this. Could we not be given enough credit to Andy Reid? You talk about the ebbs and flows of what's happened with this Kansas City team, and in most cases, the coaches will be the ones who – I mean, you look at what's going on with Philadelphia and their head coach and how he's handled the ebbs and flows to that scene and fighting with people in the stands and saying what he's been saying. And Andy Reid has been – just talk about a steady force – in this league for how many years, and there's never been probably, at least from our vantage point, him not wavering who he is. Greatness is achieved differently, right? The Chiefs aren't doing it the way the Patriots did it. The Patriots aren't doing it the way the 49ers did it and the Cowboys did it. But yet you talked about everybody surrounding that organization and the players and the coaches on the team. For whatever reason, we don't hear a lot about Andy Reid and what he's – I mean, it's mentioned, but does he get the credit for keeping this team playing at a certain sort of level? I don't know, level is the right word. But, you know, they don't – they're not as tight as I would believe the New England Patriots players were being under Belichick's thumb during those years.
Well, they had the right temperament for it. I mean, everybody ain't cut out for playing for all coaches.
That's what I mean. You know, that's what I mean.
If you talk with Bill Curry, he said everybody ain't cut out for playing for Vince Lombardi. you know. But if you could handle him, you know, you're going to have a chance to win a championship. But not everybody could handle it. So, I mean, that's the thing also, getting the right people who could mesh with Belichick and his mentality and his, you know, being an authoritarian, you know, that's that was part of it if you were going to be there. But you knew what the reward could potentially be at the end.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm going to talk to JR. JR Sports coming up next year. Let's take a second and give Lamar his flowers, but also remember that he passed somebody here locally. He passed Michael Vick yesterday. And did we remember that he had that record?
Coach.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Norfolk State's own Michael Vick. How significant do you think that record is, man? I mean, are we glossing over it? Are we not giving it its due?
We give that record its due. In this town, we kind of look at it with something because we always feel like there could have been more, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so that's the thing. When any records winning comes to Michael Vick, we have a certain kind of feeling about it. But the fact that Lamar has done it is remarkable that he's doing it. And the thing of it is that he's managed to stay healthy doing it. It's supposed to be so risky to have a guy who doesn't play that way, and they've worked hard to modify his playing habits. Remember, that was one of the problems here in Atlanta. Couldn't find a coach to figure out a way to let Michael Vick be Michael Vick, yet keep him safe from injury. Baltimore has figured out a way to do it, kind of. Now can they get across the finish line?
Happy birthdays go out to Chris Chambliss, Carlton Fisk, and Kit Harington. Do you know who Kit Harington is?
Who is that?
Me either. I didn't know who he was, but I did know he was the guy from Game of Thrones. They're all celebrating a birthday on this 26th day of December. Going to come back, talk NBA, and whatever else JR's got on his mind. That is next. Sam and Greg, Eric's on the other side of the glass, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Thursday morning, 26th day of December. It has been a minute, Mr. Crenshaw, since we talked to this guy, a huge AC/DC fan.
Yeah.
Yes. But we have to congratulate him as we welcome JR on. I saw him up in the hallway, so I'm going to publicly thank him because we were crossing each other up here in the station. And I said, I got to talk to you in a minute, man. And he says, all right, I'll wait for you. And then I got in with Mike Conti and I came out and JR was gone. Because he's a busy man. He got people pulling him in different directions.
He got stuff going on, man.
Nationally, you know what? So I missed him. So technically, we haven't really talked to him since he came to, was it 4th of July for the Peachtree Road Race?
Peachtree Road Race, yeah.
Yeah. So we want to welcome our friend back here. He's like I said, he's a member of the show. JR Sports Brief. You check it out on the Infinity Network. And by the way, 6 to 10, he's got himself a new contract, we understand.
Oh, yeah?
Is that true, sir, as we say good morning and happy holidays to JR?
Good morning, and happy holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that stuff.
Yeah.
How are y'all?
Yeah, we're doing fine. We were saying congratulations to you off the top.
Thank you. Yeah, they didn't give me the boot yet, sooner than later, but I'm still here.
There you go.
Yeah, we got. Well, listen, he ain't got nothing to worry about, because if he ever does, which probably be his choice, I'll get him in some movies. Because you see this dude, he stops traffic.
Yep, he's ready.
He's that dude. You know, the women see him and go, ah, bam, into a tree. Yeah. So.
I haven't seen that, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
All right, JR, listen, we brought you on to talk NBA, but we have to ask you off the top, did you get a chance to see Beyonce yesterday?
I did, and it made me think about how much money I'm paying for Netflix. You know, because that production was through the roof. I didn't realize they charged me $15, $16 a month now. Now I know why.
Man, for a halftime show, for an NFL halftime show, which I always remind people, we rarely see NFL halftime shows televised. Usually we see the Thanksgiving Day show, maybe one for a playoff game in the Super Bowl, because the halftime period is so short. But she got a Super Bowl length halftime last night. And, you know, like I said, I hope you got your money's worth through Netflix.
Well, listen, I clocked it. I wasn't just clocking my own account and seeing how much. I think they let her run for, what, 14 minutes?
Oh, it was a Super Bowl halftime performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Well, listen, let's start off locally as we talk about the NBA. We can get into the games from yesterday. But what are your thoughts on the in-season tournament and how the Hawks performed?
Well, it was good to see them going on that roll and going on that stretch. Unfortunately, you know, they laid that egg on that Saturday against the Milwaukee Bucks. But to see Trae Young passing the ball and not just jacking up all the threes, I think he's going to be right back in an all-star game this year. And I think they're going to go to the playoffs. And it's going to be cool to see the development of some of the wings, Johnson, Reece Auger, as they continue to roll on. Hunter certainly killing it off the bench. That dude is like a quiet assassin when he's healthy enough to go out there and play. So I'm excited to see how the team can continue to grow. I know they're sitting at about 500 right now. I'm going to go check them out tonight against the Bulls. Hopefully they don't get into no three-point shooting contest with Zach LaVine. But I'm excited to see how the team can grow the rest of this year and into the future.
Man, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with JR Sport Brief. Always great to catch up with him. And as we always love to say, he is social. You can always find him at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief. Be looking for him on social media. What are you making of the season thus far with the NBA? We saw Philadelphia look more like what Philadelphia fans want to see them look like yesterday. And then we were treated to another matchup of Steph and LeBron. Was that good enough for this NBA season? What your thoughts what we saw?
I think it's good. At least we had decent basketball games yesterday. The games were close for the most part outside of really, I know the score looks close to Dallas Mavericks, Luka going down against and the Timberwolves. But it was good to see close games. So, you know, I pretty much stayed involved and watched all of them yesterday. I heard LeBron's quip about how the NBA is Christmas is still for the NBA. Those NFL games, they stunk yesterday. I mean, Beyonce was actually the highlight of the NFL day on Netflix. But it was good to see, you know, some good Christmas games. I know they tried to do the tournament to get people involved, the cup, to get people involved early. But I still think, you know, the NBA really gets going, you know, at the top of the year once we start rolling into All-Star and after the NFL is done.
Yeah, and I want to get your thoughts on something Sam and I talked about earlier, and it's strange because the team that we're talking about is sitting above the Hawks, who are at 15-15 right now. Miami's at 14-13, and the word is permeating throughout the league that Jimmy Butler wants to get out of there. He does not want to be there, and where he lands, who knows? And Pat Riley's going to do something for the best fit for his team. He's not just going to let Jimmy go where he wants to go. But if that were the case, where do you think would be a good fit for Jimmy Butler?
Ooh, as far as that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, he would probably fit in best, I believe, with Dallas. Houston don't have no business trying to touch Jimmy Butler. They got a young squad. No need to kind of, you know, jam him up into that team with all them young dudes. He's just going to go in there and screw things up. Dallas has a team that's trying to win right now. Obviously, you got Kyrie now on the other side of 30. You have Luka, one of the best players in the NBA when he's healthy. We saw him strain his calf yesterday. But I think the timeline for what the Mavericks are doing is much better. I know people say the Lakers and what have you, but when you got these guys now making, you know, $40 and $50 million, it's tough to trade them. And I think unless Jimmy Butler becomes a whole pain in the you-know-what in Miami, like you said, Pat Riley don't necessarily have to move him or trade him. There's no rush there. But we know the situation in Miami. They've been in stasis. They haven't been moving, doing anything since they went to the finals. And that ship has sailed. So they got to figure out what that next level is with Bam and Tyler Hero and whoever else.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with JR Sport Brief. Always great to catch up with him. I want to go back to something that happened last weekend. I know you keep an eye on all things in this college football playoff. With 12 teams too many, and your thoughts on what we see and what happens to our home folks here. With Georgia having us going, what a time to have to change your starting quarterback. But your impressions from a lot of people screaming about the games, you not being one-sided. Maybe they're looking for perfection. It's the first time doing this. I wasn't looking for perfection the first time. But your thoughts on what we're seeing and what we may see this coming week?
Yeah, I was disappointed in some of them teams getting smacked, especially by the time we got to Saturday night, you know, checking out Ohio State beating up on Tennessee. I was just I was hoping that we'd see something a little bit more competitive, but I don't believe that we have too many teams. I mean, for years everybody complained about the fact that, you know, we had teams that were barely getting in. We didn't get in with the Bulldogs last year, and then you got the FSU situation. So now, hey, play the games. You know, no excuses. I know Lane Kiffin is complaining every other day online about not getting it in. Well, we got 12 teams that get in now. Stop complaining. And so the other end of it is, what I don't agree with is some of the buys and seedings. Like, you know, Boise State mm-hmm. got about it. They gotta get rid of that. And then when it comes down to the Bulldogs, unfortunately, Carson Beck, through all his highs and lows, we kind of knew what we were going to get. And so I think if Kirby Smart can navigate this situation, especially when you have some of the other teams looming, I give him credit if he navigates this, because we're in a great unknown right now with Gunner.
This is the great thing about having this dude on, Sam. I'm glad you took him off of basketball, because I had some other questions for him, and you're talking about quarterbacks being replaced with Georgia. Let's get his opinion on what's going on with the Falcons. I mean, you saw Michael Penix Jr. last week and had a good game, but that transition during midseason, or the last third of the season, your thoughts on what the Falcons have done so far?
Well, you know, it's surprising, and it's kind of crazy. I was on the bandwagon earlier this year of, you paying Kirk Cousins all this money to eat it, and then you're going to draft a quarterback at number 8, and now they look genius. And I guess if you have Arthur Blank's money, you do not care about eating that contract and eating that money. So I guess it's not a stupid move. But this had to happen. Kirk stunk, and I kept saying, you got to leave him in. You got to leave him in. But he can't deliver the ball down the field right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's one thing to see what Penix can do, especially with the run game against the New York Giants. It's going to be interesting to see what they do against the Commanders, because it's not going to be all that easy. And lucky enough for the Falcons, you know, they still got that tiebreaker with the Buccaneers, and that will probably save them. I think the Falcons are going to get into the postseason, and really the rest of this year, I believe, is what are we going to see out of Penix? You know, what is he going to look like? And of course, they're going to run the ball heavy and try to keep him in situations where he can succeed. But I think the rest of this year is about his development, and just flipping a coin in the air and seeing where it lands the rest of the way.
And, man, you talk about that, what you're going to see from him. There's an ex-coach of the Falcons who's going to do nothing but blitz this upcoming weekend with Dan Quinn out there as the Falcons take on Washington. That's going to be an interesting watch, man. But listen, JR, we are up against it. We just can't thank you enough for all the times you have joined us early on weekend mornings and brought your knowledge. So, listen, we want to thank you. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. By the way, is it going well for you so far?
Man, I have no complaints. I'm actually taking a couple of days off to hang out and chill out until I get back on the air on Infinity on January 6th. So I'm looking forward to that. And always a pleasure hanging out with you, too.
That's right. And that'll be from 6 until 10, man. Listen, enjoy the rest of your week. Happy New Year. And thank you as always, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
man. To you as well, Deuce. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go. That is JR Sports Brief, 6 to 10, Infinity Network there. And he's going to be around for a few more years there, Sam.
All right, now.
Congratulations. We're going to wrap things up here and turn things over to Chris Thomas coming up top of the hour. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg getting the lead out on this Thursday morning, December the 26th. I did that, Sam, to wrap your mind around this. Today was the day that Led Zeppelin made their debut in America. They came here, and they were the opening act for a band called Vanilla Fudge. You remember Vanilla Fudge? I remember the name.
Vaguely.
Yeah, but they had one of those goofy kind of hits. Right? They were big, but Zeppelin opened up for them and then went on to be, well, who they became.
Okay.
And in a related story, a band kind of like what a lot of people thought was Zeppelin Light, or maybe a version of that, Metallica. Lars Ulrich, it's his birthday today.
Okay.
Old Lars, he's 61 years old.
Whoa.
The original host of The Tonight Show would have been his birthday today. That's a quiz for you. Do you know who that is? Of course you do.
Steve Allen.
There you go. Would have been his birthday. And Pirate. Been to plenty of his bars down in Florida. Calico Jack. It would have been his birthday today. Everybody got to have a birthday, right?
Got to.
It would have been his birthday today. This is the insignificant information that we told you we talk about here. And today was the day that The Exorcist was released.
Really?
Never saw that in theaters. Not that I was scared, I just didn't.
I didn't see it in theaters either. I saw it after the fact.
And we were going to try and get Superfly on there earlier. We lost, like I said, we lost Curtis Mayfield on this day, 99. And just a couple years ago, a guy you interviewed a number of times, Phil Niekro.
Yes.
Lost Phil Niekro on this day.
Mm-hmm.
I have mixed them. Before we get on out of here, Sam, and we've talked about a number of things, and by the way, you, sir, get yourself, you know, some whatever that is, some Theraflu or some tea, and just take care of that voice, and you get to feeling better, all right?
Yep.
And let me make sure I get this read, because I don't want nobody calling me up later on.
You don't want that.
No, I don't, and I've lost it here. Eric, I want to thank him for making sure I got it. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Sam, go to markspain.com. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to do the whole thing from the beginning. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And then what do you start doing, Sam?
Start packing.
That's right. All right. I have mixed emotions about this story that came out. And you tell me what you think they should do. The word has been out there by some sources. It's being reported that there is somebody interested in the Chicago Bears head coaching position. You ready for this?
Okay.
Pete Carroll.
Ooh.
Now, you know why I have mixed emotions about that dude.
Yeah, I know. Just his decisions. decisions made at certain times.
I mean, he gets too, but now this is an older version of that. I doubt he'll get cute like he did in the Super Bowl before, but he is one of the four coaches who have taken a team to a national championship and to a Super Bowl. But I don't know. I just don't know. But he was, sources say that he's interested in helping Caleb Williams. Of course, the USC tie. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Hey, that's the thing. If you feel like he's the guy that can get there, if he can get in the room to talk to him, yeah, why not? I mean, you think it needs to be somebody younger?
I don't know who. I don't know who, you know, this is different than Dallas in that you know that there are coaches who may not reach their full potential because they got to deal with that dude in the corner office who's always going to have the last word, right?
Right.
I don't think that Virginia McCaskey or anybody else under that Hallis umbrella is putting obstacles in front of the Bears coach. But for whatever reason, coaching up quarterbacks in this organization has been, you know, it's like reinventing the wheel. And nobody understands why it's been so long. There's nothing wrong with having a defensive-minded team. There's been other defensive-minded teams that have persevered, and they have gone on to win Super Bowls.
Pittsburgh being one,
Baltimore being another. And, yeah, the Bears went back there against Peyton Manning in 07, and I can't even remember who the quarterback was. And it'll pop into my head. But, again, not worthy of remembering. You know, the one quarterback you remember from Bears success is Jim McMahon. And you got to go back. You got to go back to 85 for that.
Right.
So, anyway, that was some news that came down. And as much as I'd like to see my hometown team figure out that position, I don't know if it's Pete Carroll. But he is one of those people who is offensive-minded and could put him in a different position. But how much longer he going to coach? You know what I mean?
Man, we asked the same question about Belichick last week. He took the job in North Carolina.
And he's if you want to believe what's being said, he's just a placeholder for his kid. You know, and that always made me think about it too, because it takes some time to build a program, to do what I mean. How many years have we watched? And this is on the pro level. Somebody builds something from scratch. Okay, the one that comes to mind, at least for me, is not on the college level, but we all watched Dan Campbell do it up there in Detroit.
You can't get much more from scratch than the Lions.
You know what I mean? And for that to happen, does he have and continue to have the energy? So you talk about an executive team that somebody's going to need around them. That's what I believe Belichick's got to put in place. We already know that these teams on the college level are hiring GMs now. This is just a completely different landscape. I again, I'm more interested in watching what happens. I don't know that a solution is rotating around in my head or I've heard from anybody else, but it's going to be an interesting watch across the board as everything changes. Most notably, what is college football going to do about the complaints that are coming up this year with the 12 teams that are a part of these playoffs? Are you going to start letting people in because folks feel like they're deserving of being there? And then you talk about how SMU and well, we're waiting to see what Boise State does, but some of these teams who aren't normally a part of it.
Indiana.
Indiana, thank you.
Didn't end farewell. To me, they played their way in. You know, that's under the way things are set up. So, I mean, we'll see. They're going to tweak it some. If anything, they're going to do a reseed after the first round of games. I think we're definitely going to see that happen.
All right. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Got Chris Thomas coming up here top of the hour. I know there's a couple things, and I'm sorry that I'm not right in front of you now that you want to get off your chest that we haven't had a chance to cover today.
Of course, we got more football. We got college football coming up. All these visits, the bowl parade, we're going to have 3 to 4 bowl games practically every day now except for Saturday and Sunday coming up for the rest of the way here through New Year and some after the New Year. We see that Colorado's got a record insurance coverage for Shadur and Travis Hunter. As everybody has been the trend for players in their category and with their status to skip out on bowl games that are not part of a playoff and not headed, you know, been to a championship. But because this is the first time Colorado's making a bowl game, the Alamo Bowl, with Deion Sanders as head coach, they're going to shore things up. They're going to get some nice insurance policies, and those guys are going to go out and play this game.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Did you read this bogus article that Deion's saying, well, if he can't play both ways in a pro, he might come back to school?
Well, you talk. Oh, okay.
Oh,
talk
yes.
Yeah.
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 Nah, I don't think so.
Hogwash. Ain't no way in the world that kid's going back to college.
Yeah,
no way in the world. I'm going to be a top 2-3 pick at the worst.
Yep.
But if you won't let me play both ways, I'm going to go play my – yeah, you would ever.
Yeah.
The watch is going to be who picks Shadur. And does the old Archie Manning move come to play?
Well, I heard you say that before, but like Sam said, you know, he was out there playing catch with Malik Nabers in New York, so – you know, is that just a photo op? I don't know.
Maybe.
But, you know, I think he goes wherever they pick. I mean, if you're the number one pick in the draft, I mean, you know, actually, it's funny. I had this conversation with my mom yesterday. We're watching these 4 NFL games. And I said, Mom, think about how significant this is. We're watching 2 NFL games on Christmas Day, primetime, or national televised, both teams, playoff teams, all 4 teams, playoff teams, all 4 young black quarterbacks. Well, 3 out of the 4 anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and then think about it. Here we go again that we're probably going to have a young black man quarterback be probably the first pick in the NFL draft. Remember, Michael Vick set a precedent in 2001, the first ever black quarterback drafted number 1 overall. And since then, we've had 5. So it's where we've come. You know, we're with that position and black quarterbacks.
Steve Harvey said he thought it was 4 until Patrick Mahomes took his helmet off.
Yeah,
that was years ago,
right?
Want to remind you, you can't get in front of a TV. We got Hawks Bulls action pre-tip at 7 o'clock. Tip at 7:30. And speaking of Pete Carroll and the Bears, of course, bring this up because Seahawks are taking on the Bears tonight. As you're gonna hear that game on WAOK in case you can't get in front of a TV. 7:30 pregame kick at 8:15, and then Saturday a full conga line, as you said, is going to be one game after another this weekend. This is one of the best times of the year as far as being an American sports fan. I mean, other than horse racing, you can pretty much watch everything. Oh, and by the way, what's the story coming up after, you know, around this weekend? There's going to be some significant birthdays that are hit. You know, we got February 17th, I think, is one. We have all these famous people celebrating a birthday, starting with Jordan and then Jim Brown and some others. But December 30th is going to be one of those dates, and it's right around the corner. LeBron hits 40. Tiger Woods has a birthday. They share that birthday. And then there's others. So what will we be saying once LeBron hits 40? And as you see this game that took place last night where him and Steph Curry once again put on a show.
Yep.
Slowing down?
Yeah, you know, it's
looking good.
Still worth the price of admission.
That's true.
Still worth the price of admission. Not saying he's going to win a championship, but still worth the price of admission. And just to remind everybody one thing, while you take that extra slice of Big Mama's red velvet cake from yesterday, the tennis tour is about to start.
What?
Tomorrow, United Cup. They're down under. Remember, it's summertime down there.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, it all starts. The U.S. team, and this is, you know, mixed, men's and women's. You got Coco Gauff playing and got Taylor Fritz playing. So, I mean, there's no time for them to have any Big Mama's red velvet cake. They had to be over there getting acclimated.
By the way, was that red velvet cake they turned that they made that football out of yesterday at the Kansas City Chiefs game? Remember, at the end of the game, they gave them a football, but it was cake.
Is that what that was?
It looked like it because Travis Kelce split it in half and it looked red, but I wasn't sure if it was confirmed it was red velvet.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're doing that today, you're going to lose when you get down under, Jack, because it's already summertime down there. Tennis tour is ready to kick off for 2025.
Mr. Crenshaw and I will be back tomorrow. You take care of yourself today. I look forward to seeing you in the flesh tomorrow. We'll be here from 6 until 9. Eric, want to thank you for everything you did. I just had a Garrett Chapman sighting. He will be in with Chris Thomas coming up next. For the rest of you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.